Baruch and Yosef. And to me, the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, the whole Anhala, have been a blessing for me. I ride on their shoulders. It's been extremely important for me that I was fortunate enough to come to Muncie. Rabbi Saperstein was talking about events that you think are bad or good and they turn out to be a certain way. I came up here for a job which only lasted 2 years, but the result was, as I said, we were blessed with the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, the whole community, and we've been riding on their shoulders ever since. So the end of the Sefer Bechairos deals with if a mistake was made in giving Ma'aser Behema versus Truma. So by Ma'aser Behema, to be brief, if the Shliach makes a mistake, it's not chal. But by Truma, if the Shliach makes a mistake and gives, if the Bala Truma wanted to give 1/40th and the Shliach gives 1/60th, which is the lower percentage, it's still good because the Shliach can say, I didn't know exactly, I estimated that this is what you would give. Just to read the words. Ami Hasan Kev, Ika Detarim Ba'ayin Yafa, Ika Detarim Ba'ayin Ra, Amar, so the Shliach says, L'hachi Amartich, Hacha Te'usahi. That's what he said to me, this mistake, Amar Lo'i Ba'i Lech L'mite. Right? I didn't know what you told me, but by Ma'aser Behema, I didn't want you to make the mistake, because by Ma'aser Behema, he actually loses. Yes.
So Lima Shatar and Pim, Izari, Zara Zari, Adela. Sky me, Miss Alecha Hotaka, so the shop called Tish Moradaka, Eki Kosi, Kisi Hecha, Kisi, 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 Kisi,
Mazel tov David. Hashem zon aliyah. Mazel, mazel.
First, I want to be Makar Tov to the Baal Achsanya of the Suda. Always the Suda of Yom Kippur Yeshiva is hosted by Yedid Nafshi, David, Umishpachtoi. And there's not enough words to adequately be Makar Tov to David. He was really the Omer HaTavach when I came to the community that kept me here. That's the truth. If I saw somebody like David, I felt like, oh, there's a future here. There were some people that I felt like there was no future here. But there was a, when you look at David, we're here to be Mechabed, his mother, Lili Nishmasa. When you look at David, he looks like a tough guy, right? Kuli amale pligi. But he's the most ibig again. Somebody told me this when I first came to Rabbi Dinsky, he had a soldier. It's not a true. The most ibig again. Mamisha, it's the chitzain, the only emphasis about the chitzain of David that he looks like a tough guy is his commitment to Torah in Yerushalayim. But other than that, he's Rach Kamayim. And the emphasis is that the first time I gave it to Russia in Shul, not in Shul actually, it was in Lava Malkin. I didn't get the Shtetl yet. This was in between. I wasn't even a Chosin yet. I wasn't even a Chosin. I came for a Probel. And then a little bit afterwards, they had a Shul in Lava Malkin. I wasn't yet a Chosin. As it is a bizarre for a Shul in Muncie to hire a bocher, sugar. It's not the Arizona hiring a bocher. How many people did they take for Plubber of David? Many people came. Shabbosis. Alte Yidden. They had Rabbi Flam, Yisrael Flam, Rabbi Flam, Ravon Flam's father, Plubber. They had Schiller, Kolmine, many meaning. Meet him, shine him, and then they hire a book. I came, after I got the Shtetl, I came to a Kiddush. This is a Meister Shoy. I came to a Kiddush. David Brody was making a Kiddush. He had a girl then, so you can make a Chesh what it is, it's 35 years ago. And make a Kiddush. I come to the Kiddush. This is a Meister Shoy. I'm not even adding to it. Maybe I'll be Mafchasit. David is sitting by the table, not David Frager, David Brody. This other Yid, I can't say Bakovetik Yid in town. Obviously, I'm not going to say the name. Akois Yid, Bakovetik Mensch, Abal, everything, you know? Abal everything. And he's giving a musel to David, who officially then was the president of Avos Yitzchok, to hire a bocher. He didn't know I walked in. So I walk in with the Rebbe's. To the house. He's Nebuchadnezzar's back to me. Rabbi Yossi says in the Erechim, Me'olam lo yamati dovar v'sakalti le'achayrei. Whenever you say something, you should be able to turn around and not be embarrassed. I had to try to say something like that. David, what's wrong with you? You hire a bacha? Crazy! And David is giving him a look like that. And then I turned around. My dad became very close to us. Okay? I'm not going to go into more problems, but it's going to be misguided who it is. Very close, a big time of yeshiva. But I'm just saying that was my introduction. So, it's Nishkiven as a Pashat. So I spoke by the Shum of Malka before I was in Rov. I was in between probes. And I said over to Do you remember what I said? Oh, what of it? It's only 35 years ago. I spoke of the topic was Einim Mitzvah Voice. And I said over Arashen. Arashen Dvorin, right? Hey, Tzivi Loch Tzionim. That even when you're in the Golos, you should keep mitzvahs. Now you remember Mr. Medav. So David comes over here to us, he goes, it's a Rashi. I thought it's a Sifri. So I knew I'm in for trouble here. God's not letting me get away with it. He was right. Rashi is quoting, that he remembers. You see. Rashi is quoting a Sifri. But anyway, but the emphasis is that David was here from day one. David got us the person who put down the down payment on the issue, his co-worker, Isaac Gross. That money was the down payment on this property. David Mamish was the miyasid, the miyasid. I remember I was a little short for the closing and David came to yeshiva, you remember the check? Do you remember the number? I'll tell you what the number was, $10,000. See, do I remember correctly? Yes, it was $10,000. And I remember him telling me, Rebbe, I don't have this kind of money. He wanted to get the yeshiva going. And his mother, who this Siyam and Suda is sponsored for, she's the one who told me, Rebbe Radinsky, open up a yeshiva. She told me, before the yeshiva started. She told me. You remember when that was? I was Shana Rishayna. It was Shana Rishayna. I went to my shver the first days of Sukkot. I went to my shver for the first days of Sukkot. I came home for Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed had no Sukkot. So I went to appliance store, and I got a milk refrigerator carton. I brought it to my house. That way I didn't have to do any malacha and Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to do malacha to build a sukkah, but I didn't have to. I put tzrach, I cut tree down from the backyard, put it on top of the sukkah. And so I have a picture still of me in there. It was Shana Rishayna, so I managed just fit into it. It was my biggest day. And I remember telling the Rebbe, I said, that sukkah was Mamish taste we came to do, because Shana Rishayna, I pretty much lived in the refrigerator. So I was Mekayim, taste we came to do, my sukkah given our refrigerator. Came to do. But then, it came Shmini Atzeres. There, I can't eat, sit in the sukkah. I need the Rebbesim with me. The soon as Yom Tov. So where am I going to have soon as Yom Tov? So I ate by David. That gives you an idea how close we were, like a family. And by that Suda, his mother was by him. And his mother said, "Rabbi Radinsky, get over here." So that was the first seeds. So Tihimish Mosa Tzuru B'Tzor HaChayim, she should go Mechel El Choyel. And Zalman was one of our first Talmidim in Mesiftim, in Yeshiva. He was actually my first Talmud in Midrash Pliya. Zalman, Yavron was there. But Zalman, I'm sorry, it was even before you. Zalman, when he was 10 years old, came to my house every Friday night, and I used to tell him in a Chabur HaBach Midrash HaPliya. That's the first Midrash HaPliya, yeah, many years ago. And Zalman never missed. I remember he came to my house, he had to be maybe 11, because it was the second year. He's about 11 years old. I had a Shalom Zohar in Concord. I don't know if you remember this, though, but I had Shalom Zohar in Concord. He came to my house. I said, sorry, no matter what, please. Zalman looked like he's going to go to bury himself. I said, it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to be bizarre. He said, but I want Midrash to be here. He was crying more than Rabbi Saperstein cried to him. He was Mamish Bechiz. He was Bechiz. Mamish Bechiz. I said, what should I do? I'm going to Concord now. Can I walk the road and you'll tell me where to put you on the way? He walked me to Concord. And Baruch Hashem, he's a Kli Yoker today, Baruch Hashem. But it didn't come from nowhere. So we'll talk a little bit about Erev Yom Kippur. Chashivas of Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is an unbelievable Yom Simcha. It's such a Yom Simcha that the Gemara, Tainus, says that's not even a Shaila. We don't have to explain it. The Gemara says, Lo Yom Tov LeYisrael, Chamisha Sabov, Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Yom Kippur, Avad Poshe, Avad Yom Simcha. The Nidna by Kapol Yisrael. Meaning it's such a, Yom Kippur is such a gewaltige Yom Simcha that we don't even have to, we don't have to explain it. It doesn't, it needs no explanation. To give you an idea, Chazal's Mabat on Yom Kippur. We don't have to explain. We don't have to explain. You know, the Yekish, I'm not talking about the Chassidim, can you do, they sang by everything, by Ashamdu, it's out the kasha, why we sing, you know. He said, Ashamdu, Bogan, what are you singing for? Mzal HaKlom, right, what are you singing? But you should know by the Yekish, in Berlin, okay, it's not the Kong meeting Mistam in the Heights, because Berlin and Hagen are not what they have in the Heights. It's Frankfurt, not Berlin. There's certain Shinim in Hagen, but in Berlin, and Zurich, those are Echet Yekeshim, Ashkenazim, they sang the Ganze Al-Chet. Imagine, a Yekezit. When Al-Chet, they sang, Mele, I sing about Shem to them, Mele. They sang the Ganze Al-Chet to Givenanim. Not just Hashem, the Ganze Al-Chet to Givenanim. If you know what it is, what's this unbelievable, but you see from Chazal, it's a Moiridik, Simcha. And Rabbeinu Yoina, the Hilger Rabbeinu Yoina, who wrote Mamish, the Omer of Tshuva. What would be Tshuva without Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina? You don't realize how few Sforim we have on Tshuva. It's unbelievable. Tshuva is Mamish. It's our oxygen. It's our oxygen. How many Sforim do we have on Tshuva? Rabbeinu Yoina is the most comprehensive Sefer on Tshuva. It's the Rambam. The Rambam is a libel on its own. But as far as practice, Sefer of Ifanei Tshuva, I had to eat, I don't know if the world knows how Rabbeinu Yoina, who Rabbeinu Yoina was. Rabbeinu Yoina was, Rabbi Samson could give us a whole lecture on, you know, the historical background of Rabbeinu Yoina. It's miscabled by everybody, the Sfarad Ashkenazim, his Goinus, and Machashovim. He had the Sfaradish Ifanei, he understood. He was like a tapestry of the Svaldim and the Baliatosis all in one. He was a the Rebbe from the Rajba. The Yosef says that the Rajba Svaras are from all the Rishonim, the Spitz. He was the Rebbe of the Rajba. So a Yid came to me a couple of years ago in Muncie, a very Erlich Yid on Rav. He wanted me to write a Kol Kaira against another Rav. He's very upset that I didn't write Kol Kaira against another Rav. I told him, Baruch Hashem, I've not done it. And my Talmidim know when they come to me for any kind of political things, I don't want to be involved. Loi minei, loi miktsosei. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I was even surprised when Yitzchok came to me a couple of months ago and asked me. So I'm surprised even asking. He says, loi minei, loi miktsosei. I don't want to be near it, anywhere near it. So then he tells me, foolishly, he tells me, well, look what you can't just say you're anti-Goyim. Look, they put the Rambam Sforim on it. Big Rishayim put the Rambam Sforim on Chayru. I said, guess what? Do you know why Rabbeinu Yoina wrote Shara Tshuva or Rabbeinu Yoina? Do you know that? So he said, we should do Tshuva. I said, no. But why did you do it? You know why? Because Rabbeinu Yoina was a cousin to Ramban, or nephew, Machlekes Aveyes. Rabbi Samson, I'm sure, has a day on that. They were Mechuton a Muslim. They were Mechuton, Rabbeinu Yoina and Ramban. And Rabbeinu Yoina, Taka was involved in putting a Chirm on the Meir of Uchim. And the Christians burnt the Sifrei Anamba. And Rabbeinu Yoina had Charotem. And he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He traveled to go to Eretz Yisrael to ask Mechila Bam Kevo from Amba. He didn't make it. It's a whole different question why he didn't make it there. And he wrote the Sefer Shari Tshuva al Tshuva Fatim. So you want to bring a raya? That's a raya. I shouldn't make a chayyam on any eat. The Gans of Shari Tshuva given from them. Lamaisa. Rabbi Yoina says that the reason why today is a day of celebration is because one of the reasons, and we spoke about this parichas in the Shiurei Halach, is that a person has to be doyeg al chatov. Right? We have so many daigas in life. We're worried about this, worried about that, worried about our investments, worried about our money, and all these andere zaken. People are fadaiget. Fadaiget, right? Do you ever see somebody fadaiget about averus? It's fadaiget. It's fadaiget. Rabbi Bocha comes over from Beis Medrash. Rebbe, next month I have to, what's going to be my phone? Give me my phone next month. Fadaiget. Mommy, fadaiget. Give me a phone. Is there an answer for my phone? I hope if you put in a mikveh, today is like a mikveh day. Come in a tile design. It's better than the filter. Put in a mikveh, this is the best of time. That's not a good filter. Wait, it's a highly mikveh. But a person has to be doyeg, doyeg al chatov. Doyeg. We don't even know what it means, doyeg. Rav Shach went crazy. So during Elul, he used to say, I can't take the long shmona esrus. That goes from a 10-minute shmona esrus to a 20-minute shmona esrus. Dein ganze tshuva is dein shmona esrus. That's your problem in life. He said, I don't have time to daven a long shmona esrus now. I have so many other things to worry about. Never go sadaik yitzah sein shmona esrus. Those are ganze meisah. I have a long shmona esrus. You should be so worried about Yaveris. There's no such thing as Daigan. Sometimes we have a day like Yom Kippur. So a person, we have to celebrate it. If you don't celebrate today's Zokor B'Yayna, it means you're not a Doyeg Al Chatov. You're not a Doyeg Al Chatov. Imagine you had a court case, a real death sentence that's riding over your head. And then, you know what? It's okay, we're being Michael here. You know? Okay, Vaisa. Starbucks, cup of coffee. Vaisa, get on. Mishuge! Mishuge now! Dance in the streets! That's what today is. But Edson, we should do it tomorrow. We can't do it tomorrow. We're not allowed to eat tomorrow. Oh, but Edson! If Mar Zokta Ben Yen, if he's not Sameach today, it's Marash Ein Doyeg Al Chatov. Because if you had Daigah for Yaveiros, you'd be dancing for joy today. I say, by me, Yom Kippur is the happiest day. I'm happier than Purim. By a long shot. Never kasha by me, Yom Kippur and Moshe Pshat, Harizah, and the Tzayim. It's a push. Push. Chazal tells us, it's Marash Ein Doyeg Al Chatov. The Medrash says in Tehillim Kuf Beit, "Am Nivra Tahaloka." Am Nivra, that's the Lashon of the Pasuk here. Am Nivra Tahaloka, a created nation. What's the Am Nivra? Am Nivra is Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. That Klai Yisrael mamish become a Beri Chadosh, become created. Vasiroisi became Leiv Hayeven. Yisamti Luchem Leiv Pasuk. That's what we have now. It's unbelievable. It's muridic. It's so joyous. It's such a chus. We all such our course after the Rebbeinu Shel that we have such a day. The Rebbeinu Shel was mesagel in this day the ability for us to mamish change. Became the DNA of the day of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yankiv was always mazber. What does it mean? Itzumo Shel Yom. Chazal keep on telling us Itzumo Shel Yom. The day itself. Itzumo Shel. What's Itzumo Shel Yom? The DNA of the day. The DNA of the day, every day has a mazel, has a koyach. The DNA of Yom Kippur is to cleanse us. It's the Tzumi Shal Yom is a matar. You just have to connect to it. The transfer, not easy to transform. Call that easy. Tal Shach HaKodesh said that to do tshuva, right? To do tshuva is harder than going through kol hatoyre kulo. Meyavachas Pomin gave a whole shmuz on the Al Shach HaKodesh. I wanted to go through the whole Hagdomi of the Al Shach. The Al Shach HaKodesh, everybody knows the Al Shach. First of all, Zeichet the Al Shach HaKodesh. How many Yidden was Zeichet to be called HaKodesh? Or Chaim HaKodesh? Arizal HaKodesh? Or Chaim? You have the Al Shach HaKodesh. It's not easy to get such a title. The Al Shach HaKodesh, he was from the Ziknei Ador. He lived in Tzfas. He was from the Ziknei Ador. First of all, in those days, who lived past 90? Ramah was 42. Tirosel. The Ramah was 42. Today you have people 40, they're still clearing what, I don't know if I'm ready yet to go into Rabbanah's place. I'm young. Yeah. Imagine the Ramah like that. It's got to be Shulchan Aruch. He says the Baruch Shem was Rech Tav Chesel. He says the Taka lived 86 years, 87 years, wasn't a young man. He says it was an older man. The Alshe got Smicha from the Baruch Shem. The Alshe. Tzfaz. It's a man Tzfaz. So the Al Shech HaKadosh used to say that Yom Kippur is the only day where it's no Tchilach, where Hashem built in a natural ability to do Tshuva. It's natural. We just have to plug in. We have to plug in. The whole Kaishi. The Al Shech, in the summertime, I gave the Oil Mishmus. You know, the Arizal, they were like 2 years together. The Arizal was really a Ben Yerushalayim. He wasn't a Ben Tzfaz. It's a Ben Yerushalayim. Then he went to Mitzrayim. Then when he came back, he was in Tzfas. For a short period of time. Very short period of time, that Rizal. And this is the first Kufa of the Achronim. The Yosef, the Alshech, the Rizal, the Ramak. These were the... So, they were the only 2 years. The Rizal used to go to the Alshech's Roshas. Everybody knows the Alshech, who the Alshech was. The Alshech learned Yoimim Balayim. Not Droshes. Everybody knows about Droshes and Teres Moshe and Tanakh. The Al Shech HaKadosh writes, listen to the Al Shech HaKadosh. Ki b'ne'urai gidalti ko'ov eser katalmud. This is what I do. Marva b'yeshiva. Yoyitzu ubo v'avayis abayi v'ro v'ad choyva. Halayu iyun v'hayoyim haloche. B'koyim mechatsin. That's all I did. V'achor v'lachti ala poiskim ad boy ha-shemesh. V'loyholach libi lasos keva b'midroshes u'pshotim. Yeah? The Alshech. I wasn't involved in droshes. The Alshech. I cannot give a droshe without thinking of an Alshech. The Alshech says I spent no time at droshes. On midroshes. Only when Hashem sent me. Zulosi Hashem hikra Hashem lefanai. V'yor li le'es mitzori. When was that? K'tzas menucho me'alocha b'yem shishi. Friday. I had a little bit break from learning sometimes. During that little break, I got a mystical drush. Ta'alsha chakot. Say so. V'oz, midei Shabbos b'Shabbat, yovei alom lidroi shloim api ha-toyer mekoi kodesh ha-shikro esem v'moi adon. And then all some chzoyche given, that's whatever, v'alakit kemalakit b'shibolim, and those it does. Ma'yiki given, shahaz ha-poiskin. The drush given, you look at the Ta'alsha chakotish, today, not on Tanakh, forget Tanakh. I'm one Pausha. Can't let my guns live now. To write an Alshek on one Pausha. On one Pausha. A business of the Alshek HaKadosh. The Alshek HaKadosh was Zoicha. When you talk about how hard it is to do Tshuva and how much we have to take advantage of tomorrow and today. Today you don't realize today is underrated. I was telling Shalom, today is underrated. Today really was the Yom Kippur. When did the Moshe came down on Yom Kippur and told Chayisah Salach Yisroch? When did the Eibishter tell Moshe? Zob the Gon. The Eibishter told Moshe today Salach. Moshe came and told it to Klal Yisrael. When did he get the Luchos Hashanim? Today. We got it tomorrow. If the ganze koyach, the ganze everything was today. That's why the alchet, according to many, the Indian of lifnei Hashem to Torah, getting the kapara today is because today was the real day that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. I forgive them. It's the oil masiyah. So the day that Moshe delivered it, that's the day. But today is unbelievable. So the Al Shech Hakadosh used to always talk about the Indian of how hard it is to do tshuva, and he said Yom Kippur. It's that's the tsar is that people don't take advantage of Yom Kippur. You just plug in. That's why it's called a mikveh. When Rebbe Kiva said Ashrechem Yisrael Lifnei Ve'amei Atem Torah, he's not just being poetic. He's explaining to us that Yom Kippur it's so much easier. It's like a mikveh. The whole year we don't have a mikveh. The whole year it's avodah the kosher of a mikveh. Yom Kippur it's a mikveh. Just go in, clean your body off, no chatzitz, and get down in a mikveh. That's Ashrechem Yisrael. Mi mitar eschem avichem shema shemayim. The tahar is like enough. You know, Chaim Shulev is a chesadik of rochem. I remember when I was a bocher, they used to always say this over. You know where he went to Erev Yom Kippur? You know, to Yad Avshalom. Strange, right? Chaim Shulevitz, Erev Yom Kippur, where'd he go? To Yad Avshalom. Avshalom was nishvam because I mentioned though. Right? In the Ishe HaTanach, Avshalom is not our semel. Nobody should put on their walls pictures of Avshalom. Please. You never know if I'll the time of the no pictures of Avshalom. Why did Chaim Shulevitz go to Avshalom? That's where he went, to Yad Avshalom. Yad Avshalom is what Avshalom himself built. I'm not saying it's the same place. The Torah don't tell you it's the same place. Like all the tour guys know exactly where everything is. I went with the Rebbe in the Chevron. They had this tour guide there. He says, okay, he says, this is where Avram, when he was running after the Ben HaBokhar, this is right, he ran right over here. I contacted the Pontiac Plaza. I said, I'm sorry, I see. Right over here, this is where he ran, right after the Ben HaBokhar. Yad Avshalom himself built for himself a place that was going to be his. Going to kill David HaMelech. It's hard to even understand such a thing. He's going to kill David, his father. And he was going to. This was going to be his makom. That's where Chaim Shulevitz goes? Erev Kippur! You're going to the Rebbe to Rebbe. Because the Rebbe is a master lawyer. I'd rather learn. But I'll start in to Sameach your wife. I go to the Rebbe to Caleb. Lamaisa, Chaim Shulevitz went to Yad Avshalom. He told us, tell me, do you know why? Mechvil Zuch Mesoyer Azayin. Mesoyer Azayin? What, from Avshalom? He said, no. When Avshalom died, David HaMelech went, you look at the Pesukim at the Torah writes, David HaMelech, the Tsar of David HaMelech. And he said, Bini Avshalom, mi yitein musi tachtecho. He said, Alavai, I should die instead of you. Atate, Kerachim of Albonim. He said, 8 times Bini, Zon Chazal, David HaMelech saw that Avshalom was in Gehenim. 7 times he said, Bini, to pull him out of Gehenim. And the 8th time to bring him up to Gan Eden. David HaMelech. Ashrei, you have a father like David HaMelech. He pulls you up. Right? Yesh kere lomim mishachas. If they pass Bocha Rebbe. Right? Zot Abchaim Shulevitz, Tos is Atate. That's a father. We're going now into a day where the Rebbeinu Shem is misnayv us mamish like an av. The bechina of Yom Kippur is av. So I want to ma'ir myself how the opportunity is. Look at Avshalom. And his father went bini, and pulled him out. So I'm going into such a day now where Melech Malchim Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my father. He's being misnayv with me. God, that's the opportunity. It's the unbelievable opportunity. The Alshach HaKadosh, when he used to give Duroshes and Tzvas, I told him over this in the summer, that Arizal was also Benderi with the Alshach HaKadosh. He didn't live much shorter. Arizal lived even less. He lived 38 years. It's hard to believe. 38 years, what these people accomplished. Arizal was 38 years old, isn't it? The Arizal used to go to the Alshach HaKadosh's Duroshes. And the Velt Zavdibel, It's a meiser that's been misery, it's a meiser. That the Alshach HaKadosh used to go Arizal came to the drushes of the Alshach HaKadosh, and he used to say that the whole Masifta de Rekia, they asked the Alshach why he goes, he says the whole Masifta de Rekia comes to the Alshach's drushes. The Alshach is the drush, Masifta de Rekia comes there. And Parshas Bolok, so the Alshach HaKadosh is giving the whole drush, how Bolok is Bilam. And then he started going through, the Chazal tells that Bilam was Lavan, and Lavan fooled Yaakov Avinu, Aseres Moinim, 10 times, 10, 100 times. So the Alshach HaKadosh explained, what are they? It's not put down in Chazal. There are a couple of things that are put down in Pesukim, a couple of things that are put down in the Drashim, but the 100 are not put down. The Alshach HaKadosh, B'Koyach Yaakov, Friday, you know, when he had a couple of minutes, figured out the 100. And the Al Shech HaKadosh was giving a drasha going through each thing that Lavan did. Each chap. And then he came to, like, he was holding, you know, 80, number 80. And all of a sudden, the Arizal burst out laughing. Nobody knows what's going on. The Arizal wasn't that big laughter. He's laughing. Then he stopped. After the drasha, the Al Shech HaKadosh said to the Arizal, Al Matzochak, Matzochakto. The Arizal said as follows. He said, when the Masifta Derekiah comes down every week for your Lashon. But this week, you were talking about Lavan. They were going to Lavan himself to come down. Lavan came down. And Lavan was Hirkin Beroisha. Every time you went, you said, okay, this was the chap that he had, you know. Lavan said, yeah, I did that. You got me. Caught me. The Alshar caught me. But then when he got to whatever was number 80, granted that wasn't Lavan. That. And Lavan says, he got Beroishai. The Arizal said, he hit his head. And he said, why didn't I think of that one? That I didn't think of. You got me. So he said, the Arizal burst out laughing. He said, what happened? He's not leaving. Rishon Aimla Minucha Loy Boyal Mazev, Loy Boyal Mabot, Tzadikim Aimla Mahabot, Tzadikim Go Mechel El Choyal. And Rishon, the Oymdim Bemeridom, so the Arizal says, I saw it Pachush. Lovan, after all these years, all the Gehenim that he's there, he still has Charot. That he didn't, that 80, that Al Shech saw him, I didn't think of it. That's how much we have a rejection to change. It's very hard to change. Changing is very hard. It's a very hard thing to do, to change. And that's the koyach of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mamish of koyach. We jump into the mikveh, we can all become Torah. It's something to celebrate. And oy vey vey if somebody doesn't take advantage. It's a tzar shenka moy. When I see people walking around Yom Kippur, and it's just like there's nothing going on. It's an amish. So I want to tell you like this. Yom Kippur starts with Kol Nidre, and it ends with the Tzkiyas. Right? Kol Nidre is Amod Tefillah. Not only that, if I would be a Mochutzif, I'd say it's not a Tefillah at all. It's not a Tefillah. Rebbe Tzvi makes it into a Tefillah. Clock the Sois. Mach the Sois Tefillah. That's a feeling, right? I can almost copy you, Shabbat. I'm not going to do it. I want to be married by Malchus. The Maiser, it's Hatoras the Dorim. The guy's a Maiser. So Hatoras the Dorim. Why do we start with that? What's it is? Was weight men? Was shocked men? Was the Gansamaisen? One of my teams found a Valyoni. The Gansamaisen, what's the Tzachda? If we were writing a Tfilah before for Kol Nidre, what would you mind? What's another Tfilah? What's this? What is this? That's time, Dov Muzer. The end, how do we end the day? With Nile? The Kiyah? That's the Sefer Yeh. You should know, Rabbi Yankov told me that in the earlier days, the early 1900s, right? So the Rabbonim that had shuls that weren't so from, unfortunately, they would come, and then the Nila, they would leave. But nobody left before that shofar blowing. Even though what's that shofar blowing? It's not exactly from the Chayvus Hayoyim. The Shefer blows in the Shefer's Hayyur. The Avinu Malkeinu was more of a Chiyur than the Shefer. It wasn't the Shefer. But nobody left traditionally, any tradition Jew and any self-respecting Jew does not leave before the Shofar blowing. What time is the Shofar blowing? They don't leave before that. So some of the Rabbonim, they didn't want that people should be Mechal Yom Tov. They wanted to save Chil Yom Tov as much as you can. They blew Shefer if they might have. They didn't put it in the Nila. they blew, they dafka delayed the blowing, because the blowing was always them doing, you know, right, you know, the 30 minutes man or 25 minutes, they want to keep them. They postponed the tkiyas to the end. The Rabbanan didn't like it. Rabbanan said to schlep out, he didn't like to move over the tkiyah from the Rabbanan. So Bianca said, Rabbanan didn't give in, Rabbanan didn't give in, Maimid Veloshi Yeshiva, Rabbanan just gave Maimid Rabbonim. It's a whole different business, Rabbonim. You have to be a little more, you know. In Yeshiva, you definitely shouldn't do Shefi after Michael. So what's that Shefi? So the Torah says that the Shefi that we blow at the end of the day is for Yovel. Yovel. Amod Namaisa. Rabbi Zainan. Amod Namaisa. Yovel. It's once every 50 years. It's true. Yovel's Yom Kippur. True. Maskid. Yovel is the Dhor. The Tekiah was on Yom Kippur. It's true. Once every 50 years. Why do we have every single Yom Kippur we blow shofar at the end of Nil as a culmination of the tefillah as a zecher for Yovel? Yovel's once every 50 years. No? The Torah says it's for Yovel. And if you look deeper in it, you see that the kesher to Yovel is so strong that the only time it says to blow shofar Rabbi Zayin is by Yovel. By Rosh Hashanah state this to blow shofar. State Yom Teruah. What's made Yom Teruah? The Tzidukim, the Karoim, they took it Kipshuta, Mishait, Teruah can meet the screen. Does not say to blow. Blowing Bavart and Teruah is state in Yovel. Adobo Muzah. That the Iker Tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah, which are the Iker Chiv Dereis of Tekiyas, state is the Rosh Hashanah Bechla. Halidomaru, and Makshinam Le Yovel. This doesn't bother the oil. I mean, I want the oil to keep on eating. I'm going to stop eating today. This doesn't bother the oil. Doesn't bother the oil that Tekiyas state in this Rosh Hashanah. Only says by Yovel. We learn from Yovel. Was even a chiv on Klal Yisrael that tekiyas of Yovel? The chiv on me to hear tekiyas Yovel. So Rosh Hashanah not. If anything, it should stop staying by Rosh Hashanah. When we can zach on makshim into Yovel. What's wrong with Moshe Kapoya? It's a pella. It's not shver. It's a pella. Mamash a pella. Al Korchach, without even a tzeil of a suffix, without even doubt, there's an akuda of Yovel that we're learning from. There's an akuda of the tkiyas of Yovel that we're learning from. And what is that? Yovel is v'krosem dror b'oretz. The tkiyas of Yovel is freedom. Unleashing the person that's an eved, making him a ben chayrin. That's the tkiyas of Yovel. And that's where the tkiyas are. And it's telling us that the maila, the uri yishenim, the tshuva, the avoid, everything we're doing is to become b'nei choyrim. Avdei Hashem. We're not meshubit to what we were till now. You are your biggest, when we talk about a prisoner, you're a prisoner to yourself. You're an eved to yourself. You're an eved to your own perceptions. That's the Yisrael. You're an eved to yourself. Rabbi Yaakov used to always say, he said over Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe said over more like B'dichus. The Satmar Rebbe said, it says in the Pasuk, Mei Reishis HaShono V'ad Achreshon. So the Satmar Rebbe said, used to give Musar. Say, the beginning of the year, everybody says, this is going to be the year. Right? And then what is the end of the year? Well, it's another year. So to Rabbi Yoyal, Mei Reishis HaShono. Every year, the beginning, you say, oh, it's a Zayin Givaldi. And then it's Achrishon. Abiyankov said that the only way to have a year of Atzlacha is if you start the year by saying, this is going to be. You have to You have to have tremendous, because you're meshubba to your own tzimtzum. You're meshubba to your own tzimtzum. If you hold you could go who knows where, you'll go there. And if you won't go there, so you'll go here, but you'll go. You'll have a shana. That's the whole mashana. But if you don't have a hashana, you're not even going to have a shana. Chas v'shana. You're not going to have even a hashlocha v'shana. To have a hashlocha v'shana, if the Torah calls it an ach v'shana, it means it was a successful year. Zot to b'yank, if you want to have a successful year, it has to be mamish hashana. And then you'll take a hashana. We are our own. All the people I know, all the Talmidim that I know, like shtaitos, tremendously. Right? David, I'm sorry for giving you so much COVID in one breakfast, but one more COVID and then I'll be done with you. I'll try to give you some business during the year to make up for it. David has a second son. He has Zalman. And he has a second son, Rabbi Yitzchok. Right? I spoke by Yitzchok's boys, that's how old I am. Yitzchok and Itkivank and Zalman. I tell him he should be my chalim. Zalman Givan Minugo, like I say, he wants to walk me to Concord to get a medrash kliya. Yitzi Ferger, when he was 5 years old, is not walking me to Concord at 10 or 11. Yitzi Ferger, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag now. Yitzi Ferger was a boy that David Ferger came to me and spoke to me and said, Rebbe, I think this boy, he would do well when he gets older to be in. Can I say it? The Israeli army. Now you remember? That's what David did. And Rabbi said, when he came here in ninth grade, I understand the machshava. Not that I would have had such machshava. I understand the machshava. Ich verstehe das. Yitzi Frager said, Ich will sein, I've been Teure, I tell the Chochem, I'll want in, I'll shake it in I'm, and that's what he became. That's what he became. If he himself would have looked at himself, I go to the Israeli army, that's my maskana. Das will taki given. Chas v'shalom. That would have been. But he himself, I remember talking to him when he was in 11th grade. He said, Rebbe, I'm going to be calm. I'm, you know, they're not going to talk about Zalman. They're going to talk about Yitzi Frager. I'm the guy. For kachave. I mean, I talk about school. I spoke about Zalman today. It's time to this guy. So we have to know that we have a koich. Hashem is giving us a koich to free ourselves. And that's why we learn from Yovel. Hashem is telling us that when we blow shofar, we shouldn't just be blowing, we shouldn't just be listening. It should be kosem dror. You should call a dror to yourself. Free yourself from your own chains that are holding yourself back. That's the yisoid. That's what we have to take. We have to go to Yom Kippur and realize we can all be gevaldik, like Ari Wolkin always says, the Pinskel. We can all be gevaldik. That's Yom Kippur. We all have the koyach. Or be medav alein springen. We have to commit, we have to go in and say, this is going to be Meireishis Hashanah, it's going to be a gevaldik year. Our tefillah, our avoider, our Torah, our Arashamayim. And we're going to be zayach together to watch it happen. Right? We're going to watch it happen. And really, that's the whole Yisoid of Kol Nidre. Because the whole Yisoid of Atoas Nidre is that a person has a koyach to be mevat olam afreya. That nedel, that thing that he did, because it wasn't an odom b'shvur. Every Atoas Nidre is based on like a mekach toas. It's like you're oiker what you did. You're not that person. You're not that noydel. Which means, we start the yoyim, because we know halacha doch de'ikyam. Halacha doch de'ikyam. We start the day with a halacha, histakha b'raisu ba'alma, where the Torah tells us we can unleash. Halachically. You understand what I'm telling you? Think about it. The deeper you saw it. We start the day with a halachic concept of freedom. When you make a nether, you have a chain in halacha, you're locked into that nether. You're locked in. A nether is for the most strong things. But the nether could also, you could do chew on a nether, be oiker the nether. So we start the day by saying, we are going to be oiker everything. By the way, one of the not the origins of Kol Nidre, because the origins of Kol Nidre come even from before that. Rabbi Sabbatim should tell us, you know that by the Maranos, they were very much machshir the tefillah of Kol Nidre. Do you know why? Because they had to make fake proclamations during the year to the church. Rahman was what? Right? Became Kippur, Mikizot, Kol Nidre. By them, Kol Nidre was very choshev. With those, whatever things they said in Kloistel, in the churches, as a nation. But all of us have that. Our year-round negative commitments that we throw ourselves into. Rebbe, what am I going to do with the phone? You're locked into your phone, never. That's your daige. Erev Yom Kippur, what am I going to do with my phone? Come on. What do I do with my phone, Erev Yom Kippur? That's your problem? Rav Shach is not understanding how long the Shmoneh Esrei. That's your problem. Rav Shach is very happy with long Shmoneh Esrei, don't get me wrong. Not upset with long Shmoneh Esrei. He's upset if that's your whole Avoida. If your Iker Avoida now is how long the Shmoneh Esrei, he says, that's what you're worried about. That's what you're busy with. So that's what we have to all take to heart. That we have now an opportunity. Lufnei Hashem, Avinu Sheba Shemayim is coming, and he's setting up a system for us the next 36 hours. That we're mamish going to be able to go into Mayim Tohev, and we're going to be able to renew ourselves, rejuvenate ourselves, free ourselves. That tomorrow night by Mayim, we're going to all be Yerotzai B'nei Chorin. Krosim Drob Oretz. We're going to open up the next year to be mamish, the most unbelievable year. Mit alles sok machslochas. It's not going to be nicker who you were. This next year is not going to be nicker who you were. You're going to tell me kalata slochas. Most of you. Some people, I think all of you could do it. It's a new year. You're not mishubah to anything. That was still new. It's brand new. Everything's new. Cross and draw bars. You were Eved, now you're Ben Chayyim. So all the riches are in the mouth of the table and are good given to you.
Physically ready.